Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Ricky.
Second Ricky is going through the candy dish because he's mad because there's no good candy left.
No, because you fucking took all... Ooh, I found me a Reese's PC. You took all the fucking goddamn good candy, you asshole.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 581.
81!
We record out of Chicago. Illinois.
Out of Chicago.
Oh my God, how mad are we that we did not get 6 feet of snow?
I am so happy.
Oh, I'm so mad. I would love,
love. No.
To have that much snow.
No. You're fucking crazy.
Oh my God. Could you imagine what 6 feet of snow would do to the city?
Yeah, fuck us all.
I would get to work from home for like 5 years.
On your feet.
Right. So what do we got to talk about?
Your mom.
How are we doing?
Too soon.
We forget.
That was a really cheap shot.
No, actually, speaking of that, every time like I see an owl thing now, All I can think about is my mom. I'm like, oh, my mom would have loved this.
That's how you keep her alive. By reminding yourself
of all the gifts she had. That's a good one, Roger. Thanks. It's kind of obvious.
Score. All right, so we're going to move on.
We're moving on
to a better conversation because it's getting real morbid.
We had some feedback from Taylor from the last show. They did provide us the address, so we need to send them their book.
Oh, yes, the book that we're renting out to them.
Uncut.
No, it's un/cut.
Un/cut. Coming to movies near you. Oh my God, I have not seen the new Hunger Games movie yet. I'm not seeing it until next Saturday.
No, oh, because you're going with... Oh, and by the way, you need to go to that event with them. You need to go.
What are you talking about?
Quit being a bad friend and go.
What event? The exercise thing?
Yes. You need to
go. How do you even know about that?
I have my ways.
Have you seen the videos of these people?
Mm-hmm.
Do it. I cannot do that. My fucking kneecaps will pop out.
You need to do it because it's for charity.
I said I would bring some gloves and a scarf.
And you're going to run your ass around like a fucking banshee and you're going to do it.
Mm-mm. I'm not. I can't do it. Ricky, cannot do it.
Ricky, that's a noble thing that you would be doing for them children. They love to see Santa Claus run around.
Hmm. Well, why don't you go?
Because I'm not going with you.
Why don't you bring it on down? It's for the children, so you shouldn't mind driving 3 hours to come to it.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Mm-hmm. But?
But I have other things to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I have my femurs to keep in place.
You should do it. Do what you can. You don't have to be like, you don't have to like.
I'm doing what I can right now.
Anyway.
We were talking about in the last stop, I'm doing Mariah Carey's dance right now.
No mention of her name.
Yeah, but he'll call from the first show.
Anyway, so. So we want to read the first iTunes review that we have.
Oh, yeah, we have iTunes reviews.
So the first one...
There's stuff to talk about, too.
Okay, we'll get to that for a second.
Can we please do it with a mouth that's not full of food? Thank you.
Anyway, so we actually have a few that we need to read out because we haven't read any of the reviews that have been up here.
And we've had
several people come up here and write reviews on us, and we haven't even thanked them.
The last one we haven't read was Kathy Bacon. Is the last one Kathy B?
Did we read the one before it? By Spriddle and Chim Chim.
Spriddle and Chim Chim. Go ahead, read that one.
Okay, so
then we can read it again.
Okay, so we read the one that was from Jude TW. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we haven't read the last six or five. Anyway, so this is by Spriddle and Chim Chim. And the and the title of it is called An Insult to Primates Everywhere.
Oh my god, is it a one-star review?
No, it's a five-star review.
Oh, thank god. The,
it's reviewing me. the addition of Roger just might save that train wreck.
Oh, Ricky. We did read this one.
Did you? Oh, okay. I can't remember. I don't remember hearing that. I would remember that name. Yeah. Okay, sorry. So that was the first one. Then the second one is...
Thank you, Chim Chim Cheree.
Yeah. Spriddle and Chim Chim. Next one is Kathy B 505. This one says, like the description. Like the description. Stories that will make your granny's panties drop. This show is filled with so many things for all people, big and small, and short and tall, thin and wide, and all the other stuff. All that other stuff. What kinds of things, you ask? Well, things like cooking tips and eating tips, and even for your fur babies. They drink Mariah juice live on air, give away all kinds of advice with regards to lodging and travel ideas, and if you need a resume, just ask Ricky. He's a job getter. Well, kind of. This show is like the meat to my ball.
Oh.
One wow. ball.
Sometimes we just have one ball.
Right. The sauce to my spaghetti. And that is just because they are not vegetarians, although one has a sensitive stomach.
Mm. Wonder who that is.
Ricky. Or is that a sensitive sensitivity to sugar? Clearly not.
As Kathy Bacon, he already ate like 40,000 pieces of candy.
Although this is not all the candy I've eaten, but I'm gonna take a picture, and then we'll post it on Facebook.
Poor Roger.
Sugar. Anyway, you guys, you are going to love this show. The BFO is the best.
Oh! What?
You give us a five-star review and a glowing, detailed review, yet we're not the best?
I love that she put her favorite show in our description.
Right.
That's okay, because I like the BFO, too.
Yeah. Wow. I like him. Anyway, thank you, Miss Kathy B. Thank you, Miss Kathy B. The next one is from one of our favorite people. It's from Baron Frosty.
Who?
Baron Frosty.
Who?
Baron Frosty.
Baron Frosty.
And his title reads, grab a bucket of chicken.
Oh, wow.
And sit down with these adorable blokes as they chat about life, bag hoarding, and Mariah Carey. You won't be able to stop laughing at their antics. One of the best. Anyway, always entertaining. Oh, thank you, Baron. We love you. And we love Dr. P's penis. Or Dr.
Oh. excuse me? Have we had pictures and no one knows about it yet?
Wait, is it Dr. P or Dr. M?
Dr. P,
right? For some reason, I thought it was Dr.
It's M. Dr. Pecker.
It's Dr. Pecker. Anyways, moving along. We love you both. Can't wait
That's
to see
what Mary
guys.
Should call him now instead of Dr. B.
Dr. Pecker.
Pecker.
That'd be amazing. The next one is by Tammy Pinkhorn. I love her last name. It's called Hooked.
Hooked.
Exclamation point. I absolutely adore this podcast. The co-hosts have great chemistry and they cover a wide range of topics. Their wit, humor, and charm have me hooked.
Hey, girl.
What? And it's three exclamation marks at the end of
that. Have you seen our videos?
Right.
Hooked.
Go up on our videos and at the YouTubes.
Give us a down thumb. Thumbs down.
No.
Wait.
What?
Oh, my Latino's coming out.
Tom.
A thumbs up. God damn it.
Do you need a tissue for that? Anyway, and our last but
Let
not
me wipe
least,
up my Latino.
I was talking about more of it dripping out of your ass.
Oh.
Anyway, the last one is called from Anna Himontero. And I read that like, I don't know if it's Spanish, but I don't want to jack it up if it's like Japanese or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it could be like Portuguese, Japanese. Yeah,
that's not even close. Portuguese. And Japanese.
Yes, because there are Japanese people who live in not Portuguese. What's that country called? God damn it.
Japan.
No. In Brazil.
Portugal?
Yeah, in Brazil. They have Japanese people. Isn't their president like Japanese?
Bless you. I don't know.
Yes.
Don't think so.
Yes. She was, or they had a Japanese
Girl,
president. Anyways, moving
geography.
Along.
Get into it.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a cool and entertaining podcast. Plus videos on YouTube. Love
hey.
You guys. Keep them coming. What? As I'm joking.
We're working on our videos. We're going to make them spectacular one day. And by we, I mean Roger. And by one day, I mean never.
Fuck you. Anyway,
hey, you
I
had
think
a suggestion on Twitter for some video editing tools.
I did. I looked them up, and I'm considering
getting
those products. Well, no, because it's not. You can't get those products. It's like because Adobe doesn't release them anymore. Like CDs are.
They're all.
So they're all iCloud based.
Oh.
So you have to pay a fee for them every month. I don't make no money to be paid no fee every month, girl.
What? Well, if we had donations.
Well, I mean,
we don't, so.
I could get a discount from where I work at.
Yeah,
but
how about we do that?
How about you suck my ass?
Anyway. Why do you have to ruin everyone's day?
I think that actually hurt my that actually hurt my Mariah Carey. Oh, Jesus Christ. My gift, it hurts.
God. Oh my God, I almost passed out, I think. Laughed so hard.
Oh my God. Anyways, do we need to let's go into the YouTube.
Thank you for all the iTunes reviews. We really appreciate it. And
yes.
We would love to have more. So please go to iTunes. Leave us a revoir.
Oh, a revoir?
Mm-hmm.
Arrivederci. All right, let's look up on the YouTubes because I don't know who's left us questions and whatnot. So
well, YouTube we don't only do on the videos. We only do YouTube questions on the videos.
No, I know, but don't we do reviews? Or we do that on the videos?
We only do it on the videos.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect.
We do not give podcasters the satisfaction of video information unless they go watch it themselves.
Oh.
I didn't mean podcasters, I mean listeners.
Oh.
We want listeners to turn into viewers.
And viewers to turn into listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. Point
I
taken.
Am loving your rockadoodle hair today.
Yeah,
when we go out, can you please leave it like that?
No. I will have to put my products.
And by products, you mean lotion?
No, don't fucking take a picture, you asshole.
So, all right, we read the iTunes reviews. These are old topics. I'm going to take them off. Remember your fast food experience last week? Let's talk about that.
Oh my God. So we go to a restaurant.
So what Hahapa was.
So we go to a restaurant and there's a waitress. So we go to the restaurant.
And we go where everyone, like we said we wanted to go there, but Roger's like, ooh, I don't eat there. But then he's like, I'll totally eat their curly fries.
Oh, you're talking about that experience.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Portillo's.
No, because that wasn't a bad experience.
No, but we went.
All the army men were coming in, and we were like, can I get that hot dog, please?
All right.
Can I get that between my buns?
I mean.
Speaking of that, today I was late to come to Roger's because I had an appointment with the locksmith to come fix our lock on our back door. Right?
Quote, unquote, locksmith.
I wish he would have unlocked my Smith because Latino and hot, like it could have been a porn.
Oh,
wearing the belt.
Oh,
you know, like the one piece, the worker thing, you know, like that, turnip head.
Oh, overalls.
Yeah. But like the whole one piece.
Mm-hmm. Aren't overalls always one piece?
No, but it's not overalls because they didn't have it had like the long sleeves. Like a mechanic's.
Oh, got it. Like a onesie, but like a professional onesie.
Oh my God. You know how Joe Batance always works with the guy that like, you know, he's so hot. He's like, oh, well, did you make those tortillas yourself? You know,
right.
Means that like Chipotle,
right?
I was doing the same thing. Oh, is it hard to find locks around here? How long does it take you to do that?
Are you jamming it in the right hole?
Do you have any other appointments? Are you married?
I mean, this hussy trying to get a phone.
Are you married?
Was he married?
No.
And you didn't take any pictures?
Had a pit bull puppy. I was like, oh, you have a pit bull puppy? That's so cute. I have two right here in the room. You want to see? And then I whipped out my dick. And by pit bulls, I mean balls. Two balls.
You're like, bloop. I mean, just nasty.
I didn't do that, but he was really hot.
You should have taken a picture.
He could have used some mouth hugs, I'm sure.
Oh, they all can use mouth hugs. Any one of those workers. So 1%.
Don't sound like a Republican.
Such a 1%er.
Oh my God, you guys. The world's going to end because Obama's letting 5 million illegal immigrants actually be legal in the United States.
Oh my God. I'm so tired of that whole fucking...
Get it together, people. It is 2014. Let people live the way they should live to help themselves. Come on. Well, I mean, it's 5 million people. Get over it. It could be a billion. China. India.
Thank you, India. Thank you, terror. Thank you.
Why are you naked?
Oops.
Did it again. I'm Britney dancing right now.
Yeah. What else do we have to talk about?
That's it that I had all on my list.
So wait, okay,
did I finish talking about what I was going to talk?
I don't. I have no idea. So are you excited about Thanksy to that giving?
Thanks, Gavine. Yes, I'm excited. I can't wait because I fucking love Thanksgiving food. Like, I love, like, this is my thing. And I think we talked about it on the video, but my Thanksgiving better have 3 fucking things.
Okay.
Stuffing, gravy, and mashed potatoes. And if it
mashed potatoes!
Hot mashed potatoes tonight. That's from Penis Explosion.
Oh.
You should listen to them.
I do listen
to
them.
They're old episodes, though. It has to have those 3 things. Like, I cannot have Thanksgiving without it. And...
Oh, okay.
And don't try to give me instant mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving.
Oh, see, you know what, though? But, like...
Indians died for me to have lumps in my mashed potatoes.
Stupid. I mean, just fucking dumb. That's
how we that's give offensive. Thanks to them.
Them poor Indians sacrificed their life for us fat asses to eat. For our freedom. Duh. We should be thanking them.
When do they celebrate Thanksgiving in Mexico?
Oh my god. Well, you know, that's kind of funny that you asked that because I don't... We have Dia de Acción, which is Thanksgiving, but we don't...
it's still American, though, right?
But we don't... Right, because we don't celebrate, like...
Don't you guys have, like, a Thanksgiving when someone discovered you guys? Like, who discovered Mexico?
Mexico.
The Mexicanos.
Right. Some tribal cholas.
Who found Mexico?
Mary. While she was looking for Jesus. Right. She was trying to find out where his traveling ass was. And then she found out that he was making miracles.
And by miracles, you mean Miracle Whip.
Ew.
Which is disgusting. Jesus, stop making Miracle Whip.
I hate Miracle Whip.
It's disgusting.
It's like sweet. I think someone loves that.
I think Kathy B loves Miracle Whip.
I think so too, because I think I remember seeing something on Twitter.
My dad used to eat Miracle Whip, banana, and peanut butter sandwiches.
Ew.
All on one sandwich. Disgusting.
Ew.
Ow.
It's Sarah without an H because H's are L. Yeah.
So, yeah, I like those three things for Thanksgiving. And I also love the coma that comes after the dinner.
Yeah, that's always really nice because it kind of like settles in and you're just kind of like, oh, it feels good. It's that, what is it, that tryptophan? What is it, that tryptophan? Or tryptophat? Tryptophan. Hi, can I get a triple fat latte?
Anna Nicole was on when she passed away.
What'd you say?
Anna Nicole was on that when she passed away.
That's so sad.
Love her.
I love her. I miss her so much. Her drunken antics and her like
kind of cried.
Oh, totally. When they took her ass out of the stretcher, I was like, just lift a blanket. She's alive.
She wasn't.
That bitch was taking that eternal dirt nap.
It happens. Yeah. I hear popping noises. Are you touching anything?
Sorry. I was touching myself.
Wait, that shouldn't be happening because we have almost pretty much... Wait, we fucking have new equipment.
No. Oh, but let's talk about real quickly one thing before we go because I'm thinking that's where you want to go.
Okay.
Can we talk about...
let's talk Hazel about Grace. Sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about... Oh, Hazel Grace.
Are you done?
No. Never done with talking about sex. So Hazel Grace...
is the sweetest little dog ever, and we're so... I mean, I
tell her background story.
So basically, what happened is that
you tell this, people were upset on Facebook because I shared the story when it first came out, and that's when I had the breakdown of how I was gonna
breakdown.
Go batshit crazy.
Yeah, and you still were very like,
I'm still pissed,
and you were so like, you're like, I'm gonna fucking go off on them. Please do not tell me what to do with my page. Thank you.
No. Yeah.
I would have been like, I'm unfriending your ass.
And I even told him, if you don't like it, unfriend me.
Yeah. No, I agree. Anyways, we won't rehash that. But real quickly, just to rehash.
No, we won't.
Clearly, it's a sore subject. Basically, what it is Hazel Grace was a dog that was found to have been through a lot of... like severe pet abuse. Like they burnt her. They set her on fire essentially by like they threw gasoline. They threw something on her that lit her body on fire.
They actually, the children of this family,
yes,
held her over a lit stove, gas stove, and held her there until it burned her.
Over her like vagina, her stomach, her the back of like her back, her tail. It's probably like, I would have to say it's probably one of the worst abuse cases of animal I've seen. And this poor animal survived. And
she's been doing so good.
And she's been doing so good. I mean, there were a couple setbacks at the very beginning because, like, things weren't healing properly. She kept getting infections and things like that. But the last thing that, in terms of her health-wise, they found out that she had heartworm. Mm-hmm. So they're treating that. But she's doing really, really well. And she's got three friends. They're so cool. They're so cute. I love it. One's like a chihuahua and he has no front leg. Mm-hmm. And another one is, I think, a pit bull.
Yeah.
And then the other one, I don't know what the other one is. I think maybe like a Doberman.
Doberman resembles
a Doberman. And they absolutely love this little puppy because, like, when you see the pictures, they're like hovering over her, mm-hmm. or they're like protecting
her. It's so cute.
It's the cutest thing ever.
This little dog, poor thing. I mean,
just awful what they did to her.
I cannot discuss that because I'll start crying. So
get it together, Mary.
Right.
Like, no, but you know what?
That is like the worst. Show me like a murdered body. Okay. Show me. Like,
well, that's not okay. But
well,
yes.
It's not okay,
right?
But and maybe because we've just, and maybe just because I've lived here, I've come insensitive to that kind of thing,
right?
But show me an animal that has been hurt and has survived all that pain. I cannot.
No. Well, and
I cannot
deal
with it.
It's like, and you know what the worst part about it too? It's like, you know, the fact that these fucking people did this to her, and
they're not charged yet.
Well, no, because
animal cruelty.
Right. Well, because it's, you know, it's, I think that their parents should be, and everyone involved.
The kids should have to go to counseling until they're 18, and the parents should be in fucking jail.
Yeah.
Because where were the parents with these kids that were playing with live flames in their house?
Well, I mean, that's the fucked up part is that this is the perfect example of, you know, kids being left to their own devices. They're fucking bored. Like, what are they doing at home burning a fucking dog?
I was bored, and when I was a kid, and I wasn't fucking killing animals. That's not normal.
No, it's not, and I'm not saying that is, but I'm also saying that where was the parent? Why weren't they being watched or supervised? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I don't understand. But anyways, in any case, regardless of that part of the story, because that is the horrible part of the story, the best part of the story is that she's surviving and she's doing really well with the exception of the heartworm. And they are treating her and it seems to be doing really, she seems to be responding and doing very, very well to the treatment. And we love the fact that she has her friends and she's being
taken care of,
very well taken care of by her friends and everyone at the trio. Is it mm-hmm. trio? Are they here in Chicago?
Yeah.
And just a little bit, so you know, behind the backstory behind Trio. Trio was actually the name of the dog of the owner who did this, mm-hmm. or who put this
organization
together. So I think it's really awesome that this person was able to put that together for other pets.
And also, you know, this holiday season, just don't forget, you know,
remember,
we have our humans around us.
Please put your dogs inside, your pets inside. I don't care if it's a cat, if it's a dog, if it's a bird. I don't, whatever. If you live in an area where it gets below 50 degrees, 60 degrees, put your animal inside. If it's over 70 degrees and it's hot outside and there's like sun or whatever, put them inside. Don't be cruel. Like,
I don't, I mean, it pisses 50 me degrees, off. I think dogs can handle. But when you see clearly, if it's below freezing, they cannot be outside.
No.
Humans can't be outside for extended periods of time. What makes you think
a dog, a
domesticated animal, can be?
Right.
I mean,
right. And that's the thing, is that they're domesticated. So,
and I fucking can't stand, infuriates me, when people get a dog and they fucking chain it to
something,
a tree, a dog house, which is not a legitimate dog house.
No, because it doesn't have
outside. There's no heat inside of it, or it doesn't have its own like wing so it can stay warm. But what is the point of having an animal if you're going to fucking do that to it? Don't have an animal if you're going to do that.
Well, I think it's fine to. I think it's fine if you go to, if you're walking your dog and you go to a store and you put them in a chain. That's
different.
Well, but just because I know people will be like, "Oh my god, what are you talking about?"
No, I've done that, But even still, if it's 20 degrees outside, you should not be doing that.
Right. Well, you shouldn't be walking outside your dog. Right. At that.
Well, you can walk them out, just not extended periods.
Right, right. But in any case, just be mindful that if this was you, you'd want someone to help you in that regard. So,
and also, don't forget them. Donate to animal causes also.
Yes, please donate to Trio, because I think a service like that is wonderful to have in every city, major or small. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome and humbling. It's awesome and really just sort of exciting to know that we have people who actually are able to donate their time and, I mean, and their resources and whatever they have to be able to do stuff like that for other animals. We should
try to donate time there.
We should, because I would like
that. I don't know where it is located, though.
I think it's in Lincoln Park.
Oh, okay.
But we should try to go to it. Yeah.
I mean, I did donate some time at CACC, but the thing is that it's kind of too far away for me to be able to do it. Yeah. I mean, I loved it down there, and that's where I got my two dogs from. And I...
See, the problem with me and donating my time to a place like that is, since I'm allergic to cats, I can't be around cats for too long.
They have a cat room. You don't have to go around cats. You can do just dogs.
Oh, I see that. I don't know. Like, I would have never.
Yeah, they have a whole complete section for dogs and a complete section for cats.
Okay.
So you're not even around cats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was my only reservation, because I'm like, what if I'm allergic to cats? Like, I can't. Like, I've gone, when I took Cuba and Soli to go get spayed and neutered, like, oh my god, sitting in their lobby just waiting for them, like, the amount of cats that were coming in, first of all, it was like crazy, the amount of cats, because it was like twice the amount of cats that there were dogs. One, two, I was like, I can't, I need to go outside, I need fresh air, because I'm like dying in here. But anyway, go ahead.
So like, and but this is like, this is my thought on this, and I, it's kind of stupid probably, but CACC is a kill shelter, and unfortunately dogs have to die there. Trio is not a kill shelter. They take the animal there and they hold on to it until it's adopted.
Right, but they also, I feel like they also make an effort to...
Oh no, they do try to get animals out of the CACC.
Oh, okay. So
but I don't know, like, much about it. Ivy and Azelle, I took them straight from the CACC because Azelle didn't even have an option to go to a rescue, because she was about to be, you know, put to sleep,
euthanized.
I mean, she was like 2 or 3 hours away from it. So
wow,
I'm kind of like, I kind of want people to go to rescues to help those dogs, but then also in no kill shelters, I kind of feel that people should go straight there. But also, I kind of feel people should stop buying purebred animals. And it should be illegal. We have enough animals that we do not need purebreds anymore. There are so many animals here that need homes. A purebred is just, it's kind of stupid to me. That whole concept is stupid.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if I necessarily agree with you, because like some, you know, because, you know, it's been known that if you have a half breed, oh,
hell,
that they typically have more, I don't know if this is true because I'm not a veterinarian, but I've read that, and you know, dogs that are half breeds typically have higher health problems, and then it's not necessarily that they will display the health problems, but they can have, especially when they're smaller dogs. That's my experience, just because when I was looking for my dog, I wanted a Chihuahua and I wanted him to be a purebred Chihuahua. I didn't want a mix, but that was because that's what I wanted. So I made the choice of doing that. But I went to a breeder that wasn't like someone that was breeding them like constantly. Like, this was a woman who took very, very good care of her dogs. And it so happened to be that her two dogs were bred once. And she had puppies, and she gave those away, and because they were such good dogs, she wanted to breed them again, but it wasn't like she forced her dogs to breed. They bred on their own.
Right. That maybe that's a little different, but I also feel that
some people pay thousands
of dollars for dogs when you can go down to the CACC and pay $65 for a dog, give it a home, and donate the rest of the fucking money to the shelter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, to me, I think it's greedy to be that way, but I'm sorry, that's just how I feel. Paying $500 for a dog is just ridiculous for me.
Yeah,
when all dogs, no matter what kind they are, need assistance, and we have millions of them that get put to sleep every year. When
that's true. Know. I mean, I mean, I agree either way. Like, I agree with you. For me particularly, I try to do, like, when I was looking, the thing about, for me specifically, when I was looking for Cuba, like, I was looking for a Chihuahua, and he was one of the very first ones that I kind of fell in love with. Mm-hmm. And so, like, out of looking at so many for, you know, because I was looking for a specific one, and then I started reading information on, like, what was the difference between purebred and a half-breed, and I was like, or a mixed breed, and I'm like, well, I was like, well, I don't know if I want to have to deal with a dog that has a lot of issues, one, and two, I needed to find a very specific breed because I was moving, and, you know, I lived in a small apartment, so I didn't want a big dog, which I feel that a lot of times when you go to the shelters, a lot of the shelters have bigger dogs.
Well, if they just outlawed breeding altogether, then people wouldn't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, well, so, but I do, now that I, like, I have looked at, like, for example, like, there are apps and things of that nature where you can, you know, where you can look at stuff that's, you know, people who are being dogs that are being pulled from, you know, like, breeding stations and farms and things like that. Right. And you can adopt them or whatever.
So. Or go to breed specific rescues.
Right. Which is what I found after the fact. Right. I mean, and again, that was because I just, the time that I did it, I didn't do a lot of research based on that. I just wanted a Chihuahua. I knew I wanted a full-bred. And, you know, I happened to stumble across this woman who, I mean, her dog, her, you know, Cuba's dad is, you know, he was a show dog. So mm-hmm. I know he was taken care of very, very well. So I knew he was coming from really good genes. And I knew she wasn't, like, overbreeding him. But I do understand what you're saying in terms of, like, you should go to someone, you know, you should adopt if you can, especially if you can't, if you have the means to adopt, meaning if you have a home that fits the dog. Because, yeah, I mean, I would like a big dog too, but I can't have a big dog because my place, wherever I move, it's going to be smaller than here. And I can't, you know, and I would feel guilty having a big dog and having a small place. Like, I don't have a yard. You know what I mean? Whereas a small dog, it's easier. But I have learned now that I would look for somewhere where I can adopt a dog, mm-hmm. a smaller dog, but definitely adopt for sure.
Adopt, don't shop.
I actually want to find me a little. I've been looking at the website that I use is Pet Finder, mm-hmm. or the app.
I think those are all rescues, Pet Finder.
Typically, yeah, I think most of them are, if not all of them are. I found I'm absolutely and utterly in love with, like, some sort of blah, blah, blah poo. That should be a blurb.
A Labrapoo.
Yes. Like, they're so fucking cute. Oh, my God. Like, I want, like, a little, like a Maltese poo or a Yorkie poo.
Where Maltese. Really small, like, those are the ones that, like, yeah, just last week. Yeah, they were just rescued, yeah. They're full-blood Maltese animals that were brought into the CAC because some asshole decided they were going to breed them in their backyard, and they could no longer take care of them. Those are full-bred Maltese dogs.
And, you know, and let me tell you, when, like, just so you, I don't know if people know, but when you breed dogs like that, if you don't let them do that themselves and you force them to always do that, like, you're literally destroying. It's like a human being. I mean, like, they're destroying their body. Mm-hmm. It just happens at a much rapid pace because they're small. Stop doing that, people.
Yeah. Let's go, because I'm hungry.
Okay, bitch is hungry.
You got anything else to talk about?
No.
Where are we going to eat?
Wherever you want to go.
I thought you said Popeyes.
We can go there if you want. We're not recording a video, right?
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
We're not recording a video, right?
We don't have to because we already have one built up.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go?
Yeah.
Bye, people. Sorry I was on my soapbox about animals, but, you know, it's really dear to my heart. So.
No, I don't.
I might have pissed some people off, but I'm sorry.
Who cares? Anyways, but I just want to say, Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Enjoy your meals. Remember to be thankful to everyone. Don't forget.
Enjoy your meals and your meals.
Right. Your mails and your meals. Don't forget to include our troops that are out, that are not here at home, in your prayers. and our homeless people as well, and people who don't have enough to eat. Don't forget to include them.
And people that aren't as pretty as you. Don't forget them.
What if you're ugly?
There's always someone uglier.
That is the title of the show. There's always someone uglier than you.
Taylor.
Oh! Ba-dum-bum. Aw, Taylor. Right.
We gotta go.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.